This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
All praise belongs to Allah the Most High. We thank Him and we seek His aid and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge with Him from the evil of ourselves and from our bad actions. Whoever Allah guides, then there's no one who can mislead him. And whoever Allah causes to go astray, then there's no one to guide him. And I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah who is unique and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his worshiper and his messenger. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family and his companions and those who follow them with good intentions until the day of judgment. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and don't die except as Muslims. Again, O you who believe, fear Allah and don't die except as Muslims. O mankind, be careful of your duty to your Rabb who created you from a single soul and from it created its mate, and from the two of them he spread forth many men and women. Be careful of your duty to Allah whom you demand your mutual rights, and be careful of your duty to the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is our Raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and always speak the truth. He will cause your deeds to be beneficial and he will forgive for you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and his messenger, then he has truly achieved a tremendous accomplishment. Indeed, the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the most evil of all affairs are newly invented matters, which has no precedence in Islam. And indeed, all innovations are astray, and each astray is in the hellfire. And O Allah, save us from it. O Allah, accept our dua. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Your real friends are no less than Allah, His Messenger, and the fellowship of believers, and those who establish regular prayers and regular charity, and they bow down humbly in worship. Again, your real friends are no less than Allah, His Messenger, and the fellowship of believers, those who establish regular prayers, regular charity, and they bow down humbly in worship. And also Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the believer is a mirror to his faithful brother. He protects him against loss and defends him behind his back. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said that the believer is a mirror to his brother. If he sees something wrong in him, he should correct it. And again, this hadith has been recorded as fair, according to Sheikh Albani. And what we want to look at is that how we are to function towards one another. As Allah says in the ayat from Surah Al-Ma'idah, that we have to take those aspects into consideration, that your true friends, you know, are the messenger, you know, Allah, and the fellowship of believers. And again, just because one says that he is a Muslim doesn't mean that he's a believer. You know, because, you know, believers have certain characteristics, and Allah has given us the job description of the believer: establishing the prayer regularly, being charitable regularly, you know, and bowing down, most of all, believing to Allah. You know, again, the quote that I always attribute to my wife, who talks, she says that, you know, sometimes we say we believe in Allah, but do we believe Him? And, you know, the old grandma saying that action speaks louder than words. And so sometime I'll come into different masajids throughout the city and throughout the country, and I'm wondering if I'm in a masjid or a museum, because the people aren't there. The brothers are not there. And was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when we make the prayer in congregation 25 to 27 times the increase, as opposed to praying at home. And what Imam Jamil used to taunt us and tell us, that if your boss told you he would pay 25 times your salary, what would happen? You know, you'd live on the job. for the law, who is all of, he's our creator. He's not just our boss, he is our creator. But the law, through his prophet, has said the importance of congregational salat is 25 times more than when you pray at home alone. So we have to start increasing. I know we've been in the pandemic and the masjids weren't available, but do we have a pandemic in our hearts? Do we have an infected heart? Is our heart filled with pus or filled with nur, filled with light? Act like it. Demonstrate the fact that you believe Allah, not just say with your lips that you believe in Allah. We have to be of those who are not abandoning prayer, abandoning the salat. Because, again, we've been trying to continuously make the salat since, 1976 at this particular masjid. And you go around the country, specifically in the African-American community, you can see people who have established prayer in the 40s. The communities that have been around. You go to New York, you go to places like Cleveland. I think they have the 30s, their oldest mosque, the first Cleveland mosque. And so, you know, you hear the people who attribute themselves to the Pan-African, they talk about the ancestors and all of that. And I tell the brother, talked about ancestors to me the other day, and I said, well, some of our ancestors were drunks. Some of our ancestors were criminals. So I don't attribute things to my ancestors. I do things fi sabilillah, for the pleasure of Allah. And that's how we have to look at it. And we have to teach and preach and reach and encourage the people to come to this deen. Because, again, when I came to the deen, there was a lot of activity in the Muslim community on bringing people in to the deen. And so we've got fat and comfortable, you know, our generation. And so, but we, the younger generation, we have to step up. And all we had was telephones. And brothers would have chains where they would call each other to remind each other for salat. Landline, we didn't have cell phones. And now we have everything. We can communicate through Facebook, you know, Nosebook, all kinds of ways that we can communicate, but yet the numbers have gone down. The communication, the ability to communicate has gone up, but the numbers have gone down. No matter how much knowledge you have attained, the salat in congregation has not been abrogated. And if it has, bring me the hadith. If it has been abrogated, bring me the hadith. So what we have to start doing is stepping up. Not being, again, role models, but we have to be real models. These are some of the things that we have to do to be of that group, the real friends, the fellowship of believers who are establishing the salat and preserving the salat. Being more prayerful, being more charitable, and being more committed. Being more committed. You know, we have to be of those who, again, have the ability to recognize those attributes in others, as well as try to internalize those attributes in ourselves. Because as long as we have breath in our body, brothers and sisters, we have the ability to change. And remember, Shaitan, he bad. The Prophet ﷺ said that he goes through our system like blood. And we don't feel our blood moving. But when something happens, whoa. You know, we have to basically be on guard 24/7 on the Shaitan and his influence. And he's smooth. He'll convince you, go on, you stay home. Oh, go roll over, get more sleep. It's real smooth. And you walk around all day with a bucket full of urine in your head. Because when you oversleep, that's what it says. Is the Prophet ﷺ said that it's like Shaitan urinating in your ear. And so we have to basically detox from that Fajr urine. We have to be of those who are striving to be the best Muslims that we could possibly be, because we live in a society that is majority not yet Muslim. And so if Allah has planted us here, you know, from some of us have come through the chattel slavery and our, the people we're descendant from, But many of us have traveled across the sea to be here. So if you're going to be here, we need to be here and be involved in spreading this word, spreading the deen, spreading the word of Islam, because the people are misguided. The people are misguided. And I know many of us don't do the politics, but if you look at this past week, how the political choices that were given. You had a person who is educated, a doctorate, and you have another person who, you know, can barely spell his name for the most part. But millions of people voted for this person. And would they say that the people get the leadership that they deserve? And so if these are the choices that have been given, the Muslims have to start to step up and be involved. And again, in Islam, there's no separation of church and state. So we can be involved in political activity, and we have to, because there was a reputation that we had in Muslims around the country that we are political, not involved politically, you know, because what happens is you just say, well, I don't do politics. But then that judge, if you get involved in a situation, that judge is elected. You know, that governor is elected. The congressman is elected. The state representative is elected, and they make the laws. So if you want laws to be changed, we not only need to be participating, but we also need to be putting Muslims in place to help make some of the laws that can be fairer. Because right now in Atlanta, people who work in Atlanta can't afford to live in Atlanta. And politicians made a choice to tear down their affordable housing. I'm a project child. I was born in the projects. Where are the projects now? Where are the projects now? The Motel 6s and the extended stays have become the new projects. The capitalists have taken over. They methodically got rid of the public housing, and they made it into an industry where the poor can only afford to stay there. They make just enough money to live there. And so as Muslims, these are some of the challenges that we have to face and get involved in these things. We have to be of those, and it starts with prayer. It starts with prayer, and we have to stop abandoning prayer. We want to be mirrors of one another. We want to be mirrors of one another. And then also, we have to be able to correct one another in a healthy way. You know, but one of the things I tell my clients, I say, when you assert yourself, you lose control of the assertion. Because, you know, people will come up to you and say, I don't want to hurt your feelings. I may need my feelings hurt because I may be doing something stupid, something ignorant. I may need my feelings hurt. I said, well, if you don't want to hurt my feelings, don't tell me. But stop being controlling on the outcome. If you feel as though a person is doing something unintelligent and ignorant, you need to communicate it. And then you've done your job. You've reflected the light. You've reflected the mirror. And it's just like if you looked in the mirror and saw something abhorrent in your face, in your image, then you will want to correct that. So it's the same thing. When we see brothers and sisters doing things that are abhorrent, we have to correct it. But one of the first things that we have to start is encouraging each other in the salat, encouraging each other in the charity, encouraging each other and to renew your commitment, as opposed to stop treating Islam as just a religion, another religion. You get people walking around saying, I'm just spiritual. Who is the spiritual heaven and hell? I'm just spiritual. If we are striving to get to really a comfortable place in the hereafter, we have to do the work on this level. And again, we have to invest in this level. It's just like when you are saving for retirement, you're investing for retirement so that you can have a healthy retirement. So it's the same way our true retirement is when we're past the barzakh, the barrier between life and death. That's our true retirement. What investments are we making? Start with the prayer, the charity, and the good deeds. If I've said anything that's inconsistent with what Allah has given us, I take full responsibility for that. If I've said anything in which you have gained some new insight, as always, all praises belongs to Allah. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له ملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. Again, we have to increase the congregational salat. You know, we have to cease the prayer abandonment. Because, again, that's something that can damage our souls, brothers and sisters. And sisters, if your husband is sleeping, snoring and slobbering during the time when the adhan's being called, put the water on his face. Get a water gun. In fact, one of them big old water guns. You know, just blast him from across the room. Okay? Make sure it's the water gun, all right? You know, make sure it's the water gun. Don't want nobody, no janazas happening. So it's important that we basically be mirrors of one another, brothers and sisters. We have to stop treating the salat as if it's optional. I know we've been in the pandemic and the masjids weren't available. But again, we're open. All the masjids around. We're closest to your house. You don't necessarily have to come to the West End. Closest to your house. You know, and if this masjid is closest to your house, then come. You know, we have to stop practicing this relaxed version of Islam. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if three people in a town or in a desert do not establish prayer among them, then shaitan has overcome them. You must establish the congregation, for the wolf eats the isolated sheep. The wolf eats the isolated sheep. So praying alone is like you're the isolated sheep, and the wolf is the shaitan. And so we have to do better if we want better. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته والذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تهملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا أهل القوم الكافرين. Our Lord, take us not to task if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden such as you have laid on those who have gone before us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden which we do not have the power to bear, and overlook our faults and forgive us and have mercy on us. You are our protector and grant us a victory against the disbelieving people. He come in, Father.